You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, it has been a tumultuous stretch here for the Nationals. As we speak, they're now two games out of first place. One of the things that I believe really strongly and that I always observed is that for the most part, big league ball players separate today from yesterday from the day before. That is, whether they won or lost, great or terrible yesterday, you don't get to the big leagues unless you can just treat today like a whole new day and take your at-bats. With that said, this is a team with a lot of expectations, a lot of pressure, and a team a lot of people frankly expected not just to win the NL East, but to run away with it. They're now two games back with about 8.5 weeks to go, if I'm doing the math right. And so my question is, what is the vibe any different? Is anybody squeezing the bats a little tight? Is there any tension, or is the attitude normal in the Nationals clubhouse right now?
I would say right now, Matthew, it's normal. Matt Williams is taking this one day at a time, really. But we have to admit, though, Matthew, things have to improve, especially the offense. The offense is the thing is the reason they're behind the Mets right now. And obviously the bullpen, I'm not talking about Storen and Papelbon. I'm talking about the rest of the bullpen has to improve. And if they can improve, they can catch up to the Mets.
Yeah, that's one thing I actually had further down the list, but since you brought it up, let's go ahead and talk about that. This team has a very good back of the bullpen. And
Right. With
the way the rotation is expected to throw, that should really be enough. I think most of the time you're really expecting the starters on this team to get deep, to get 6, 7, sometimes 8 or 9 innings.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening, and it's exposing that they really continue to have a lot of questions in that 6th and 7th inning stretch. They've cycled a lot of guys in and out. Do you see them looking to make maybe one more add from outside the organization in August? They got their closer, but do you still see them maybe trying to bolster that bullpen even more over the next few weeks?
I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, Mike Rizzo is known to make August deals, but who's available? I mean, I don't see them getting a big name reliever, to tell you the truth, but they need a guy who is consistent. And right now, they're just not getting that consistency. And what also doesn't help, too, Matthew, is that their starters are not going deep in the game. Now, if you look at Gio Gonzalez's record yesterday, you know, his line is not bad. It's 5 innings, 2 runs, but he threw a lot of pitches, man. He threw, like, 95 pitches, and that's too many. So the pitchers, all the starting pitchers have to, you know, somehow, you know, go deep in the game and throw less pitches.
Right. I think that's a really big key. And you mentioned the offense, and I think a lot of fans look at the offense, and that was essentially what doomed them last year in the postseason, that they didn't score more runs. But you know, this team is going to – it should have a very good offense, but this team is really – was built to go as far as its rotation takes it. And right now, and look, this rotation, I don't think anybody's actually worried. I think if when we talk in 2 weeks, we'll be talking about the rotation throwing the ball well again. But with that said, this rotation is not doing what it's expected to right now, and that, frankly, even includes Max Scherzer, who, you know, overall has been brilliant this year. He's having a great year, but even he has hit a little bit of a speed bump. How much different do you think everything looks for this team with something as simple as Scherzer getting back into a groove, Zimmerman starting to go 7 innings, and getting this rotation to what I think we all expect it to be and believe it will be?
You know, after talking to Max Scherzer, I have to believe that it's all mental. By that, you know, like he has been upset that he has walked 6 batters in his last 2 starts, which is not bad for him, but to him that's too many. And he feels that it's a mental grind right now, trying not to walk people. He doesn't like to walk anybody. So I just think that it's a mental thing with these pitchers. And if they can get it right, I really believe they can go deep in the game. And but they need help, man, from the offensive standpoint and the bullpen standpoint.
It reminds me of something that you occasionally see. And look, I think, sometimes fans and we in the media – sometimes we see this when it's not there, but I also think sometimes it is real. And I saw it a couple times in St. Louis when they didn't have a great offense. And sometimes what will happen with a pitcher is a pitcher doesn't believe he's going to get four or five runs. If a pitcher believes he's only going to get one or two runs, then he suddenly starts thinking he has to be super fine, can't give up even one run, has to be perfect every batter rather than just making pitches. When you see guys not getting deep into games, when you see a guy like Scherzer who doesn't walk anybody, walking guys, when you see Gonzalez isn't the most efficient guy in gym, but when you see Gonzalez needing as many pitches as he needs to get through five innings, do you think there's a little of that going on? Do you think these starters are trying to be too perfect because they feel like if they give up even a couple runs, they're not going to win?
Yes, I believe that, because if you look at the Nationals' offense, you know, they can't beat the opposing team's best pitcher. I really don't believe they can beat them. And it seems like what's been happening lately, they've been scoring, like, let's say, two runs in the first inning, and then they shut it down right after that. And why that is, you know, I have no idea. And as Jose Lobaton said, he wished he had a magic pill to stop it. So I don't know. I mean, they're going to have to find a way to be consistent on an offensive standpoint, because right now, Matthew, they are not a World Series offense right now. And I think for these pitchers to win, they need the help from the offense, because they can't be perfect all the time. We've been seeing that lately. And they need help from the offense for sure.
How much of that do you think is going to come just from Worth and Zimmerman getting some at-bats, getting back to game speed, and just kind of essentially going through almost some equivalent of spring training for them right now? Do you anticipate that within a few weeks those guys will sort of normal out some, and in doing so will really be a big part of the remedy for this offense?
Matthew, I would hope so. I mean, obviously they're rusty, but it's not just those two guys. You have to include Anthony Rendon. Ian Desmond is still horrible. I mean, there's no beating around the bush about that. And these guys have to improve. To me, Wilson Ramos has been terrible. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, from day one, catching, defense, and offense. So it's more than Worth and Zimmerman. Yes, they need to improve, but there are a lot of guys on this roster from an offensive standpoint that need to improve big time.
I guess why I bring up those two guys in particular is, you know, Desmond is so deep into this funk this year that it's fair to wonder what you're going to get from him this year. I mean, he has obviously, as recently as last year, shown really top-notch ability, but this is not a couple of weeks for him. You know, Ramos is a good player, but has never really been a top-caliber star player. He's been a good offensive catcher, but he's never been a guy who was a star-caliber player. You look at Worth and Zimmerman, you see guys who you expect that if they are healthy, they will hit. And Worth in particular is such a valuable source of on base. I guess what I'm wondering is, those two guys, the hope is that it really is just rust. And I guess what I'm asking is, if you get those two guys, you don't have a full lineup, but it would seem that would be an awfully big boost for this lineup.
Yes, I think it is rust. In Zimmerman's case, though, you got to ask yourself, how long is this rust going to last? And the reason I say that is because he's still having foot problems. And as a matter of fact, he's off today because of a sore foot. So I don't know. I mean, you would hope that things would get better for him. Worth, you know, Worth is the last person that I'm worried about, only because I expect him to get hot soon. And you know, he's a big on-base percentage guy, as you said, and walking, he's getting a lot of base hits. So I'm expecting something big out of him before this month is over, by far.
So there's a question that's starting to percolate a little bit, and it's not exactly front and center yet, but I'm starting to see it asked, which means certainly you're starting to hear it asked. And it has to do with shortstop, and Ian Desmond obviously has been a really core piece of this team for as long as they've been good, frankly. But
right.
I think we all know who next year's shortstop for the Nationals is. And,
correct.
And Trey Turner is tearing it up at AAA. He has speed. He is a different kind of player, a guy who might bring a different dimension. How far are the Nationals from at least asking that question as to whether it's time to start finding some at-bats for Trey Turner at the major league level?
You know, I asked someone in the minor league side. I can't name the person because it was off the record, but you know, they plan on keeping him in the minor leagues for a while. I would say he would be a September call-up. I think they're going to give Ian Desmond every chance to break out of the slump for this month. But I think if things don't work out, we'll see him. We'll see Trey Turner by September for sure. There's no question my mom is going to see him in September. Trey Turner, I mean, from what I understand from Jason Worth and Blake Treinen, this guy can really square the baseball. He's really that good. And he's very competitive, too, especially off the field as well, even in card games, from what I understand. So from what I understand, this guy is really going to be a winner once he gets to the big leagues.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.